following announcement has been paid for by
Power Bank!
And it turns out, right, that it was a big old misunderstanding. I thought my wife was cheating on me with a milkman. It turns out, guess what? I'm not even married.
Free milk.
And that. I got free milk and I'm not married. That's like the combo. The dream.
It
the
is
dream.
That.
The American dream. Anyway, welcome. Hello. Hello, everyone.
Welcome to Power
welcome
Dunk.
Welcome to Power Dunk. Today is a little mini episode. I've got something interesting to talk about. I want to talk about guest characters in video games, not just fighters, but as a whole.
Let's go crazy!
I had a feeling this
was just something that I thought is very interesting, just because you've got so many,
yeah,
like fighters, that's constantly around at the moment, but not just that, you've got all kinds of genres of games, be it the actual developers themselves, or the same publisher putting in different types of games, like for example, putting Heihachi into Soul Calibur, or just spread out over like putting Terry Bogard in Smash. The main things that I wasn't going to touch on before we get into this is I'm not going to talk about games that solely, for example, like Smash, we'll talk about the third party, but I won't go on about like the main point of Smash, which is like all the Nintendo characters fighting. Same with PlayStation Battle Royale a little bit, considering it does have third party characters outside of the publisher Sony, but there's other things as well, like Marvel versus Capcom and the versus games. But as we get into it, I wanted to ask you first of all, what is your earliest memory of a game that had a guest character in and you thought, oh, who's this, and you had no clue, or even if you thought, oh hey, I know that, that's so and so from this game, what was your like earliest memory about that?
The first one I really vividly remember would be Marvel vs. Capcom, and seeing Mega Man in that. That would be the first time I really kind of understood the crossover concept. I was only young, and we'd gone to London. My mum had taken me on a trip, and we went to the Trocadero, and there was a Marvel vs. Capcom machine in there, so I had a quick go on that, and I remember seeing Mega Man on the character select screen and being absolutely blown away that I could play Street Fighter but with Mega Man, and that I would say is my most vivid and earliest like guest character crossover memory, so to speak.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, it's a good game as well, like it's not just some random game that you're like, oh, who's this in it, you kind of knew, or Mega Man.
Yeah, to be fair, there probably was earlier ones, but that is the one that's the earliest one I remember, and the one most vividly, because I remember just thinking,
oh my god!
Going on here, it's Mega Man, but in Street Fighter Alpha style, because up until then I'd only really seen Street Fighter 2 in the arcade, Street Fighter Alpha in the arcade, and the SNES version of Street Fighter Alpha 2. So it was kind of mind-blowing seeing Marvel vs. Capcom. No, tell a lie, I had also seen X-Men Children of the Atom in the arcades as well, but I hadn't seen any of the crossover, I hadn't seen like Street Fighter vs. X-Men. That was my first time seeing a crossover game, and the first thing that really sold it to me was the fact that Mega Man was on the roster.
I've got to say, going off of that quickly, is that's the same with me. Like I until after I played Marvel vs. Capcom on the PlayStation, I never even knew about Children of the Atom, let alone like X-Men versus Street Fighter, and then
Street Fighter versus Marvel Superheroes.
Yeah, I never even knew of those two until after I played the first one.
I knew of X-Men because I remember reading about it in Games Master magazine. So I know it's got Cyber Akuma in that, but I don't think he was revealed at the time, or I didn't see it. I don't remember it anyway. I just remember seeing the artwork for Children of the Atom, thinking that looks amazing, but because of how young I was at the time, not really putting the two and two together that was the same kind of game as Street Fighter Alpha, because I remember having X-Men Mutant Academy, I think it was, on the SNES, which used the... I think it used the same sprites, but toned down a bit from Children of the Atom, but it was more of a side-scrolling beat-em-up with fighting game inputs to do the moves. Like, you had to do the Hadouken input to get Cyclops to fire his laser eye. It was a really decent game. When you look at it, really, what they did, putting the sprites of Children of the Atom actually onto
that's like the complete opposite of like, in a good way, that's like a good version of it. And then you've got the opposite, which is Batman Forever from Midway, the whole like digitalized Mortal Kombat like in it, and it's just absolutely terrible. That would be another day. I want to talk about that because it's just gonna be hilarious.
I've got a story with that as well, so that'll do. I have history with Batman Forever.
Me too. My earliest is actually it's actually quite funny because, again, it's not a fighter, it's Wario versus Bomberman on the Game Boy. I was up the old markets, the old boot carbon sales, and there was a Game Boy, it had three games. It was Killer Instinct, Tetris, sorry, and Wario versus Bomberman. Oh, and a Kirby game. But yeah, I just thought like it was very normal. I didn't understand the idea of like Wario was Nintendo, and then Hudson Soft had Bomberman.
Yeah, Bomberman.
And like I just like at the time I didn't realize. I mean, I knew it was a crossover because I knew Wario was separate from the Bomberman universe. But I always kind of at the time I still thought like it wasn't naturally a crossover. I thought it was just like now Wario's gone away from the Mario series and now he's in the Bomberman. Like, I didn't do it as a crossover in my mind as a kid. I do it as in he's left one series forever and now he's going to stay in this new world, like he's traveling worlds or something. That is a lovely game. That was actually, funny enough, that's my first ever Bomberman game, and I always played as Bomberman because I thought he looked like a cool little ninja, so I was obviously playing as him. And of course Wario being this, you know, like this fat evil Mario, I just thought, oh, this is awesome, I love this, and like really got into it. Yeah, that's my first ever kind of like crossover slash guest appearance in a game.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember back when the Pokemon craze was quite big, and my mum got a Game Boy Pocket, and I think it was actually, and it come with Pokemon Blue, because I think I had Red, and Wario versus Bomberman. And she gave that to me because she had no interest in it. And I had Mega Bomberman on the Mega Drive at the time. And I've never been massive on the Bomberman games, but I remember going through it as both Bomberman and Wario and having like a book full of all the passcodes to do all, like to get all the way to the end. That I'd built up over like the summer or whatever,
and how was it?
It's probably my most played Bomberman game, but I honestly can't remember much about it now. I can't even remember why they were fighting.
It's definitely mine. It's not really because I played it so much. I'm pretty sure it was literally a two kind of, I say cutscene, but it's a two scene thing where Rory is like, Bomberman, you dick, and Bomberman's like, you what? And in the stage one, it was pretty much like it was like Wario came over from the, like, you know, came over from the Mushroom Kingdom or came over from here to do this. It basically was just like, Wario is evil, Bomberman's like, who are you? He's like, I will defeat you, okay, bye. And then just like, that's how it went in.
I've just had a quick look at it, actually. The game was actually called Wario Blast featuring Bomberman.
Yeah. It was good. And another thing with this whole guest thing, of course, like I said, there's varying different things. So sometimes, you know, they work with other developers will work with other developers, or they'll work within the teams within the publisher to put all these games through. I think one of the biggest ones, so one I want to talk about, one that was quite, I feel is quite, or the few that are quite impact, full of impact, well, yeah, impactful to the to the universe of gaming. There, I think a lot of them, there's so many different ones, but I think one of them being the whole Street Fighter 89 turning into Final Fight, and then including those worlds. Oh, those worlds, by the way, are in the Street Fighter world, and loads of like areas where they have a game series. It was meant to be one of the games, and then it turned into its own thing, but it was, and then due to that, they make it, they kind of either retcon it or they say before it comes out, but they retcon, you know, within from their ideas of what they originally had, like, oh, by the way, no, this is this part. So of course, up to this day, you know, like, there's probably people that are much younger than this that get into fighting games that are like, if you were to say, oh, Hagar, Cody, Guy, Lucia, what's his name,
Abigail,
all these different characters now that we've seen in these games, where are they from? And a lot of them might be like, oh yeah, Street Fighter. Even if they know a little bit, they might be like, oh well, Cody and Guy are from Street Fighter Alpha, Hagar's from Saturday Night Slam Masters. You're like, yeah, but
to be fair, if you don't know Final Fight, what are the chances of you knowing Saturday Night Slam Masters realistically?
Yeah, true. Yeah, I mean, I only said that just because, yeah, I thought there might be someone who's looked it up, but if they looked that up, they'll look up Final Fight. But yeah, no, it's, yeah, no, no, yeah.
I remember
maybe
the first time I saw Street Fighter Alpha in the arcades and actually playing as Guy as the first character I picked, and it wasn't till years down the line I even made the connection it was the same guy. Even though everything was there, it was just, like I say, I was quite young at the time, and I played Final Fight. And as I say, I was playing Street Fighter Alpha in the arcade, and I never once thought, "Oh, that's the same guy." Even though they look the same, he's got the whole barrel kicking intro and everything. Didn't make that connection till around Alpha 2 time, I think.
To be fair, when I was a kid, I thought that Clint Eastwood and Cliff Richard were the same person. I couldn't understand. I thought, like, no, honest to God, I thought that when he was doing music, he called himself Cliff Richard, but when he was acting, he called himself Clint Eastwood. And I don't know why my mind just kind of had like a minor stroke and went, Cliff and Clint are the same exact name, but he's got a different surname. I don't know why. But speaking on that, I actually thought when Alpha came out, the young me actually generally thought, I couldn't put one and two together to see. I was like, Sagat's got a white eye, like completely like white, and he's got a patch, and he has like a muscular face. I saw Rolento, I didn't know he was from Final Fight, but I saw Rolento, and I generally thought it was Sagat in like another universe Sagat, or just another kind of Sagat, like cosplaying or something. I don't know why, I just couldn't. I just saw it and went, why does that guy look like Sagat? Like, just because he had this muscular face with the same kind of, well, I thought at the time, same kind of nose and white eyes. I thought, is that like Sagat takes his eye patch off and he goes into that?
Well, when you're young, you just think up mad things like that. I remember when Alpha 2 released on the SNES, and a lad in my class at school had it, and he was convinced that that evil Ryu had tentacles. Imagine my disappointment when it at the time was just an overpowered palette swap.
Yeah, it's weird with guests like that.
It's like,
well, memories of that, like where people.
Did
you
ever
that.
Hear the rumor for Resident Evil 2 that you could unlock Akuma? Yeah,
yes.
I remember,
yes, I
dedicating about a month to nailing that run because it was something ridiculous, like under an hour on the hardest difficulty, no healing, no saves, knife only, and it was. I was trolled. I just remember being destroyed by the end of it. No Akuma, just some godly Resident Evil 2 skills, which apparently didn't transfer into later life.
It is a thing though, like, with that kind of it, because there's been loads of them. I mean, there was even a point where the internet was about, and yet there were people who thought that, like, there was that there was a way to get Sonic in Melee. And people were like, actually, like, this is the time when it was, yeah, early days internet, but still, like, it's still the world wide web. You can still go around and have a talk to people. But I heard so many people were just like, yeah, if you do this, that, and the other. And it was very, the same thing. Like, it never, like, you know, someone would say, oh, yeah, if you do this and do this and do this, you can get Sonic. And then someone else goes, if you do that, you do that, you do that, you get Sonic. It was always the one exact lie. But the thing is, though, no one ever had it. I even had like two friends where one of them said it and the other one was just like really like, yeah, you definitely get Sonic that way. And I was like, oh yeah, can you show me? He's like, yeah, come to my house like next week, and it'll be like the next week, and they'll be like, oh, I can't, I'm having family over, sorry. And I'm like, all right, take a picture. And they're like, oh, I don't know how to, and shit like that. And then eventually, of course, you know, it just came into the public eye that of course you can't play as Sonic. But that's another thing, like, people always say about
guests. We need to That's a talk for another day, isn't it? Video game myths and that. But you kept it on brand with Sonic there.
That's what I mean. I wanted to talk about that because it's just... with another thing I wanted to talk about with guests as well is just not just the... well, there are characters, obviously, but of course in fighting games, in not all other genres of games, obviously, as well, there'll be minor things as well. Maybe they can't get the characters, maybe they don't want to implement them, but they'll implement them in some way or another. It could be a costume for a character, a secret colour that would show this character off because they don't want to go a bit too more. Or it could just be something simple like in Ocarina of Time, where if you look into the castle window when you go meet Zelda for the first time at a right point, you get there's a picture of Mario in a frame.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that. Yeah. There's so many. I mean, what would be a few? Just go for a few of, like, if it was like a costume, even if it was like a minor cameo, like you beat the game and I don't know, like someone pops out and is like, hello, yeah, well done, mate. Or you just like saw one thing and you were like, wait a minute, that's from so-and-so. What are like some examples of minor guest cameos in...
Well, I don't know if you've played much of it yet, but in Skullgirls, that a lot of the costumes are themed off fighting game characters. There's a good few of the moves. There's a particular move I think you'll enjoy, which I won't spoil. It involves a steamroller.
Well, I know there's Chuba 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 Chuba.
There's quite a few references there.
Although I know the JoJo ones. That's the one thing I know about everything just comes to me.
Chun-Li in Final Fight 2, she's in the background of one of the stages.
How'd you know
that? Yeah, it's just random. You walk past her, she's just chowing down, I think.
All chunners.
Outside of that, I can't really think of too many. I mean, Arc System Work always do some nice little nods with their costumes.
I just want to throw one down very quickly because it came to my head and I didn't want to talk about it in my part, but I actually went out of my way when Season 3 came out. I just wanted to learn this Cody because I was like, I've never really put time into Cody. Let's play Mayor Cody. I bought one of his colours only primarily, right? I had enough fight money to buy a colour. And the reason I bought it was because it was the exact colours for Godot from Ace Attorney.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I want that so bad. Even though I'm probably not going to play as him too much, I want that. Same with the mask, as in the Jim Carrey film / the comic books. People get mad at that. But the colour for G, and he's a Q then, for the G,
well,
costume that looked where he's
G
got the mask.
G has a Q costume, doesn't he, as well? That's one thing.
It's the yellow
that's
one of that.
One place Street Fighter V's really excelled is like the crossover costumes, like Airman,
Gutsman.
Yeah. The Darkstalkers ones.
They're
mess up Ken's a lot. I mean, his Dante one is, that's a cursed image, that.
His cursed image one is the Raphalos armor, I think it is. That and my favorite is, you know, the ending when you've won the battle, that you win for Urien, when he's got the Donovan one, when he does his arm where the Buddhist, or the giant version of the Buddhist kind of balls on the string around himself, like when he does the arm to blast the enemy, they're like wobbling and they go like in front of his face, so he's supposed to look really evil, like I'm gonna destroy you, and it's just like he'll say something really cool like, no, don't go to my way or I'm gonna absolutely destroy you, but he's got this massive ball in his face as he looks, trying to look really cool.
Right, well, since we're talking guests and well, I'm gonna flip the question onto you now, and who's been your favourite guest character? And why?
My favourite guest character? Wow. So if I take away the verses, unless they've got like an extra one, I'm trying to think actually, because there's so many different games that had guest characters. Oh my lord. Luckily enough, I've actually got my list. I've got a list of like everything that could appear in it. I mean, I guess the idea of Kingdom Hearts I like. I mean, the whole idea is so weird that it's fun. I like the idea. I mean, I'm not a massive fan, but still, I like that. it's you know, interesting. Another thing we talked about in episode one, which I find interesting, again, it's not my it's not another one of my favorites, but I just wanted to mention it as something that I find interesting, is WWE in King of Fighters.
Yeah, All-Star. That event's ended now.
Oh, I thought it was a bit longer. Finished. Oh, that's a shame. Well, that's a kind of interesting. I found that interesting. There's so many. I guess I would probably say some of the ones I do like are some of the extras in the Orochi Warrior games.
Yeah.
Where they've added in like some Koei characters, and they've added in like. So just some of the weirdest kind of like characters to add in, because I'm a Musou fan. I don't get every single one, but if there's a gap between them where it's enough difference, or they're based on like anime manga, blah blah, I'll get them. I would probably say one of my favorites, which I know you're not a massive, I know you like the idea and you like it, but you're not a massive fan, probably the Street Fighter EX games.
I like them. What about?
I know, no, but I love EX3, and I remember ages ago we talked about it and you were like, no.
Yeah, I'm not huge on EX3, but to be fair, I haven't played it since it launched on PS2, so time has changed.
All right, yeah.
But,
That and another fight I just wanted to say very quickly before I forget, probably the most influential that I was going to say, when I was going to say the influential had the most impact earlier, was Link in Soul Calibur 2.
Yes. Or Spawn if you had the Xbox, or Heihachi if you had the PS2. Unlucky.
It's the funny thing, because Link was generally like, he played
Link,
well.
Link
he was
really like,
he
the
was
coolest.
Really fun to play.
Like, Link was the most out there.
Oh, yeah.
Spawn's cool, but Link was like, whoa, Link's in a fighting game. That isn't Smash. That's what made people pay attention to Soul Calibur 2, I'll give you that.
I mean, if I know you really like this game, but another one, I would say if it was implemented a little bit better, I reckon it would be even better. But Uruguay's,
God bless the ring. I love that game. It's awesome.
That is, I played it back in the day, but again,
I always have a tear in my eye when I say God bless the ring.
It's one name. Uruguay's God bless the ring. I mean, that was mainly, I mean, let's be honest, if it didn't have the Final Fantasy VII,
no one would have played
it,
that.
It would have the level of the Bouncer, if the Bouncer came out a little bit later and wasn't a PlayStation 2 initial game.
Yeah.
God bless the ring. I can't believe that it came over
to
the
West. I
love
the fact
there was someone.
You had, like, as you say, it's nearly impossible to pronounce her guy's God bless the ring. And then, but also by Square Enix, you had the shoot 'em up, as you know, I'm a fan of the shoot 'em ups and bullet hells. And that was another one I couldn't pronounce it. It's like Inhanda, I think it was called.
Oh, like Einhander
I think it was like German, the name or something. But you had that in Urguys, and it was just a really bad time for Square Enix naming stuff. I used to get mixed up, and that's why I just scream from the bottom of my soul, God bless the ring, every time I hear Urguys.
It does sound like...
It sounds like
sequels. What should we name this game?
You'd be really upset if you played God Bless the Ring, and then, oh, I've got the sequel in hand, and you'd be like, oh, well, I'm a spaceship shooting stuff. It's a fantastic game, but not the sequel to God Bless the Ring we need.
I just felt someone went, I wish it was like a more English kind of thing. Like, they were sitting around, they were like, right, we've got this new fighter, right, we're going to add Final Fantasy characters into it, what should we call it? And then some guy who's like really high on the, really high up on the chain in the board, the big board guy, he's like laying there, he's like, guys, what are we going to call it? And they're like, no, he just goes, is there like, what should we call it? I don't know, what do you think? And he's like, not even really in it, and he's like thinking of something. I was like, guys... God bless the ring. I was like, guys, and they're like,
yeah, just fantastic. Staring out the window watching All Japan Pro Wrestling set up an outdoor ring.
Yeah, guys, God bless the ring. Speaking of all Japan, I've got to find this actually because I wrote this down. It actually, because it was made, it was between Sega and Atlas. There's an All Japan Pro Wrestling game where you could play as Jeffrey McWild and Wolf from Virtual
Fighter. I was playing
that
the other day. Yes, and it.
Merge. There are like some games, like we're saying. There's one thing that we're saying, you have characters that would be put into like their own kind of publishers. So, for example, like Heihachi in Soul Calibur 2, having having like Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Raiden in Injustice, or even having like Joker in Mortal Kombat 11. Hit me, Mike. There's other things, like there was a one I want to get onto because I've been talking about fighters quite a lot. For the game, my first Game Boy Advance game, right? I think it was called, I can't remember the middle name. I swear it had some, it was called Konami something.
Konami Crazy Karts or something, wasn't it?
That's the one, yeah. Crazy
Karts. It had Ninja and
Races.
Dracula.
It had, you had to unlock so many. It had Dracula, Bomberman, it had Pyramid Head.
Did they have Pyramid Head? I don't
it
remember.
Had Twin B. Yeah, there were like so many characters. Yeah, Ninja, from Metal Gear Solid. Yeah, oh, there's stuff like mini
Konami
things as
Crazy
well, Racers. That's the one. I thought it was something, a Konami something Racers. That was a game that I thoroughly enjoyed because that was like my Mario Kart, because I never played Mario Kart as much before. 64 I rented, but the first one I actually, and I played Double Dash a lot with my mate, but outside of that, the first one I honestly owned was actually owned, funny enough, was 8 Deluxe on the Switch. Before that, I rented them or emulated them or whatever. But
I had 64 and I had the SNES one, but I was never massively into it. I'm just looking at the roster for Konami Crazy Racers now, and it starts off brilliantly and then it just kind of derails in places. Like, there's no Pyramid Head, so you're a liar. And I call you out there. You've got Goemon, awesome. You've got Dracula, Grey Fox, Vic Viper, and then you've got like Pastel from the Twin B series. Why wouldn't you have Twin B?
I swear to
no,
God, wasn't it?
Someone from Pastel, who I don't think was Twin B. I could be wrong.
Yes. Yeah, I'll tell you what. It's got this I'm going to bring out in an episode about fucking Bear Tank from Rakugaki Kids. I love that game. It's not even a great fighter, but I love it so much.
I remember that on the 64. Yeah.
It's actually, I'm not going to lie, it was a fun fighter. It was hard as balls, but it was a really fun fighter. I'm just looking at the thing now. I swear I had it. Maybe it's just
wishful thinking.
Yeah, it was probably just in my head. Yeah, I think I swear I remember something from Silent Hill, but it's again, yeah, it's probably just one of those silly mind moments.
Talking guest characters, getting it back on kind of brand here. I've asked your favourite. Who would you say was the guest character that kind of was put in a fighting game that you played and it fell flat? Like, you weren't bothered in the slightest, you're not even sure why they were there. I've got a brilliant one for this. But I'd like to hear yours first, and then I'll give you my favourite and my flat one.
This isn't my main one, but the first one that I kind of thought was probably Heihachi in Soul Calibur 2. Just for the fact that Link was really awesome, Spawn really awesome, and Heihachi was just kind of this throw-in for the PlayStation 2 when I played it. Wasn't too interested. Another one. I'm trying to think of different types of games actually that would have had other characters, because then there's probably some. I mean, General Ram being in Killer Instinct, the newer one, that was weird. Just because I don't know, I've not really played as him.
It was weird, but I like him. I don't play as him as much, but I really like the character model. And apart from his really kind of bangers special moves, it's not bad. Like the one where he makes all the krill appear on screen so no one can see what they're doing, including the player.
To be brutally honest, there's ones that I don't know, like, I didn't really care for them. as an idea, being put in the game. But then when I played as them or used them, I thought, okay, they're quite fun actually. Or it's been ones that I do like and maybe they've like fell through. I couldn't really say off the top of my head as a specific kind. I mean, what would be...
It's funny you say that because I'm going to say mine in a bit, but I'm also going to tell you what yours is because I know what it is. And as soon as I say it, you'll realise. My favourite, and I think the one that most got me like, this is awesome, was Geese Howard in Tekken 7. Now, I don't really play Tekken, but Geese makes me want to play Tekken just because he's over there.
Predictable!
I mean, I love Terry being in all these games, but Geese is the man.
He's actually funny. He is. I mean,
he's generally fun in everything, but it was just the fact he turned up and he looks so badass. And the fact that...
Oh, he does.
The whole trailer and him throwing dart, it was one of them. It was like actual goosebumps moments. Like, I never honestly thought I would see Geese Howard throwing down with Heihachi and Akuma again.
I just love the... I wanted to say just very quickly, I just love the fact he actually is credited with two voice actors because he's got like the main one who I believe is the voice of Raiden, I think, as in Mortal Kombat Raiden. He's the Richard Epcar, I want to say. I will defeat you. Then he's like Japanese one comes in. It's like, Double Rampugen! And then he goes back to English like, defeated. And that's
so it's
like,
a better job than they did with the Terry and King of Fighters Maximum Impact.
Yeah.
I still
definitely.
Love that. Oh, you are right. Yeah, I'm okay. Like they thought his English was good enough to just keep him undubbed. Like, you're doing a brilliant job. Everyone else, step up your game. And they're all like throwing Sterling and at things and he's just throwing out his own lines. How are we going to feed him? I don't know. Bastard Wolf. Okay.
Okay, there's one I do have very quickly. We can go to your story. Okay, this is more the concept rather than a single character. Now, when I heard Shin Megami Tensei Cross Fire Emblem, I was like,
yes.
Perfect. That sounds amazing. And then Mirage came out, and I think that is such a... I mean, sorry to everyone who likes it. I mean, we all like different things, obviously, opinions. But I think that's such a bad game and nothing like what I wanted slash... what I thought would be interesting as a thing. I'd rather they just kind of made it and not and kind of make their own thing.
I remember
Shin Megami Mega Ten
being really hyped to obviously the Shin Megami Cross Fire Emblem and staying late at work for the direct with my manager at the time, and he knew how excited I was about it. And then when he announced it, I think he announced Bayonetta on the same direct, and he was like, "Oh, this is your direct." Then they played the trailer for Tokyo Mirage Sessions and he turned around to look at me and was like, I have never seen someone look so confused and disgusted. And I'm just silently putting my coat on, was like, I'll see you tomorrow. I mean,
just your eyes welling
up. I've got it on the Switch. I bought it on release and I barely played it. I mean, there's probably something good about it and I will get around to it one day. But back on track, so I had Geese as my favourite. Now my flop... Mine and yours actually comes from the same game.
Yeah. I didn't even do my favourite. I was focusing before on the flop. That's why. I thought you were talking about the flop. So I was like, why are you suddenly talking about Geese being awesome? I was like, he is.
Yeah, Geese is the awesome one. But my flop and your flop come from the same game.
Please inform me because my mind
SNK
is like
Heroines.
Swiss cheese. Oh,
yes,
oh.
and we know who it is now because mine was I think it's Thief Arthur who's in that one. I really should have checked this. So I'm actually loading up the game as we speak. But the crossover character for Million Arthur, which as you know and I know you have too, we've recently picked it up on Steam to have a look at.
Yeah.
Game's fantastic, but when it comes, I think she was the first DLC for SNK Heroines, and I remember it coming out and be like, I have no idea who this is and I don't care, I don't even think I've played as her, or if I have, I didn't actually tag her in through the whole story mode. But
it's very confusing.
The whole guest situation with that game was utterly bizarre because obviously you had mine and then your favourite as well, which was Female Skullomania.
Yeah, I love Skullamania. I mean, who doesn't? If you like, even if you don't find that game awesome, the idea of a Japanese salaryman that wants to defeat evil and dresses up like that is amazing.
Oh, hi. Yeah, it's FIFA Arthur, I've just checked. But,
FIFA Arthur. Yeah.
So, I honestly just found that a really bizarre choice. Skullamania, a bit more I could understand because obviously fighting Leia was trying to make an impact, but Million Arthur didn't actually release on consoles outside of Japan, I believe. And it didn't get any buzz whatsoever. I mean, we've both played it since. Iori's in it, which is brilliant, and there's a few references to, I think there's a few other manga characters, and the only one I can really confirm is Akira Ono from High School Girl. But it was just one of them, kind of released as DLC, and had I have not been given the season pass for free, I mean, I got the game for free and I was a little bit disgusted, but if I hadn't got the season pass for free, I wouldn't have really been bothered. And the fact they sold Miss X as a character on it as well really puzzled me, because that's just a Iori in a dress and should have been in the game anyway. But
it's the fact that I'm pretty sure that Iori in that is like wearing... I don't get the clothes. That's the thing that makes me so confused. Like, fine, you want to do female Terry Bogard, all right, do female Iori.
It's
okay, yeah, two popular characters. But
it's a reference to Gals Fighters, where Miss X throws the Queen of Fighters tournament, and all the characters are very aware that it is just Iori dressed up like that in that dress, but he frivolously denies it. He's adamant he's not Iori, he is Miss X. So it's a running joke from that, basically.
Yeah, because I remember you said that in a previous episode, but what I don't get is the fact that this female Iori in SNK Heroines is wearing a female middle school uniform. So it's like, why specifically like that, the most kind of one that even Japanese females don't like wearing? Like high school ones, they're like nice.
I think it's...
But middle school ones are very kind of long...
I think it's just to represent how out of his depth and how little he knows, really. Like, he's just kind of... I'm going to throw this tournament and I'll win. Everyone will think I'm a girl if I just throw this dress on. And it's the fact that it's such an unconvincing and hideous design that it kind of works on the comedy side of things, if you get what I mean, for Gals Fighters.
Yeah.
Doesn't really have much of a impact in SNK Heroines because everyone else, like Terry's been turned into a girl anyway and Miss X is still just there.
Time's up!
That was a brief discussion on guest characters. I think we'll continue this next week. Talking of SNK Heroines, though, I think it's time to get rid of it. It's going out the window.